The ticket.
So I trust that everyone had a lovely weekend.
Thank you, Dave.
I think so. It was nice weather after the rain passed through.
It was glorious. It was windy, but it was awesome.
Well, I did have a lovely weekend as well, but I also had a brush with death.
Well, that would be not from, be a bummer for your weekend.
Not from dysentery. So
if you're in the war over the weekend.
Yeah.
You're on the Oregon Trail.
So Saturday night, I went out and had a late dinner with my wife. And after dinner, we were out for a stroll. So we were walking from lowest Greenville towards lower Greenville.
My grandpa used to do this a lot after dinner to release air, he would say.
Did you drive near the...
Go on a nice fart walk.
The giant roundabout?
No.
Close to that?
We were nowhere near the roundabout.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
I'm a poser about lowest Greenville.
Yeah, so we were walking northbound on the sidewalk on the right-hand side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're walking along and having a little conversation, talking about dinner, talking about whatever. And at that time of night, it's around 9:15, 9:30, so it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of traffic on Greenville in both directions. You know, not necessarily people cruising, but definitely people going out, doing their thing on a Saturday night. And so as we're walking by... You know, traffic is a little bit stacked up, so it's moving, but it's not moving fast. And so right next to us, as we're walking northbound on the right-hand side, in the right-hand lane, this SUV passes us. And as it passes us, back window rolls down, and we're walking along, and we hear, pop, 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 pop.
What?
And my wife just hits the deck. And I kind of like stand in between her and the car because I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And then I feel like impacts on me.
What?
And then they just roll off and it's dark. I can't see a license plate or anything. And then so I'm looking down like, am I hit? And it was either a pellet gun or like the rock salt gun. That you hit insects with on your back porch. And so she gets up and we're freaked out. And then we immediately get off the main road and we take one of the side streets and we get by a street light. And I'm like, will you just double check me and make sure I'm not bleeding? Cause seriously, I don't know what getting shot feels like.
Are you guys the only ones around on that side of the street walking?
Yes.
Oh my God. So you were the intended target.
Yes. They saw us as they were rolling up behind us.
What in the world?
And as they were rolling past us, rolled down the window and pointed whatever contraption out the window and shot at us. And my first thought was, A, what an a-hole thing to do.
To shoot someone?
To scare the living crap out of someone, even if it's just a harmless rock salt gun.
Right.
And two, in today's gun culture, like what if I was packing
and just spun right around?
Yeah, and I just unload into the back of that SUV, which would be my right because
right.
I felt like my life and my wife's life was in danger.
Yeah.
I mean, I just couldn't believe what morons these people were.
Was it kids?
I couldn't tell.
Kids.
I mean, I would guess it was either high school or college age.
Not
kids.
An SUV of elderly.
No, it was
looking for people to fire at.
Was it Boss shoot? Man Fat? Because that's around where he was.
It was it was an older model GM SUV. So it was like a Tahoe or a Yukon, but it was several generations
and
old. It was probably like a 15, 20 year old SUV.
And it was driving slow?
I mean, it was driving at the pace of traffic. So it was driving maybe 25, 30 miles an hour.
I wonder if the car behind them saw that go down and they're like, oh my God. Like, did you guys run after you?
No, cause I was able to figure out quickly that I didn't think I was hit with a bullet.
Yeah.
I couldn't see anything on the ground. So I don't know if they were pellets. It wasn't paint pellets or anything.
Yeah. Did you have blood?
No, but I was concerned because we walked under a street lamp and I was just like, will you just double check?
Right.
Yeah. I don't have an exit wound in my shoulder or something.
Right. Do I have a head?
Is my head still on?
And your wife just instinctively hit the deck, huh?
Yeah, she just totally, and we were right by an alley, so she kind of ran up the alley and hit the deck.
What in the crap, man?
Was she mad at you because you'd lost too much weight on soda and you weren't a very good shield?
I can't hide behind you.
What happened to my human shield?
Dave. Wow.
Now, I don't think I have any bruises or anything, but, you know, it wasn't like it hurt, but it was just shocking.
Scare the crap out of me, man.
We almost lost Dave.
I know.
Yeah.
And the sound was creepy because it was like, pop, pop, pop.
Right. That weird, realistic sounding. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you pissed somebody off, Dave? Are they trying to take a hit out on you?
I don't think so.
Next, Davey.
I mean, how could they know it was me?
Yeah, do you have a price on your head that you haven't told us about? That the bounty hunters are trying to round you up to take you to Java?
I don't know, but
that was Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I'm just going to go get up on my soapbox, and I'm just going to say that shooting at pedestrians, no matter what you're shooting, is not cool.
Is ungood.
And couples walking home after a nice dinner on a Saturday night.
Yeah, walking hand in hand without a care in the world. God. Let's ruin their night.
We'll find who did this.
Like
we'll find
them. How are we going to find them?
There's cameras everywhere.
Did you call the cops?
No.
You didn't?
What am I going to say?
I don't know.
Let's call them.
Let's offer a reward.
Somebody hit me with something. I don't know what it was, and it didn't hurt.
Call 911, Corey.
Like, I got hit one time driving back from college, going under an overpass, and someone dropped.
Kicked in the balls?
No. And someone dropped, like, a partial cinder block in my front windshield and, like, went right through it.
Oh, my God.
It would have killed me. But it scared me to no end, and it's like, what do? You call it, hey, there's a guy on the bridge that left 30 minutes ago or whatever after he dropped a cinder block.
Jeez.
This is why you just throw biscuits at cars.
Right?
Yeah, that's it.
Or eggs.
Yeah.
Or cheese.
I did have another experience walking down a sidewalk and a truck full of day laborers.
Oh.
Jeez.
You did go there. You did.
We're
wasn't
driving.
What Mike said, at least
we're driving by, right. And one of them chunked a half full can of beer at my head.
Why?
I don't know. Just didn't like the looks of me, I guess.
You got to stop walking.
I know.
We're very close.
All this exercise you're doing, it's terrible for you.
Sidewalks are bad for me.
We're close to victim blaming here. We're gonna maybe Dave is doing something to egg this on.
Yeah, probably. It's just my stupid face.
Oh man, I'm glad you're here. Well, you know what? You would have looked good though in your coffin. Like God, he really was.
He lost a lot of weight there at the end.
It's perfect timing.
Too bad it was right at the end,
except for that bullet hole right in his face.
Yeah, that had to hurt.
Do you think anybody cuts weight for their coffin?
All right. Thank God. Thank God that you're alive. And your wife.
Yeah.
Let's not forget her. Those around here.
I did have.
They were significantly louder than a firecracker.
I had a friend, maybe more of an associate, in college at North Texas in Kerr Hall, that his funny prank was to defecate into a leg's egg.
Okay.
Jeez.
Gross.
Into a what?
What?
The thing with the pantyhose?
Yes. Yeah, you know, a leg's egg. You know, the pantyhose, it would come in an egg.
Right. Where would he do that?
Well, he would put his fecal matter into the leg's egg.
That's way more serial killer.
And then put an M80 in there.
Whoa.
And then roll it into the stairwell.
Oh, my God.
And spray the stairwell.
An S-bomb.
Dude.
Like, in school?
Gross.
At Kerr Hall, yes.
Can I just recommend you use
unbelievable
dog doo-doo or something? Like, don't use your own, you weirdo.
As I said, I barely knew this
person. Did you witness this?
No, I did not.
Oh, my gosh.
I just heard about it, and then I saw the painted-over aftermath in the stairwell.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
All we're saying to the high school kids is, we get it. We were all dumb once.
Yeah, yeah. Mischief is fine, but just but make sure you're not going to get killed.
Don't
yeah.
anything with guns.
And Davey says this is an associate. He knows a lot of info. He's backing away from this guy.
Very skeptical about this mysterious friend Dave.
We're
going to
need a name.
This was an institution of higher learning that this took place
barely.
All right, we got a big one tonight. Let's get into it next. Oh, there goes the Orbeez.
Oh, no.
Heads up.
The Bird Station. I was walking back from campus with my AirPods in, listening to a little e-news, and then all of a sudden heard four or five pop sounds, followed by a bunch of what felt like pokes on my arm. I checked my arm. There was no bruising or blood, so I thought it was just someone that drove over something on the road and came up and hit me. Well, then I looked on the ground and saw a bunch of pellets, like the airsoft gun pellets, and I looked over at the traffic, and the only car with the windows down, and there's two high school kids peeking over the seats and looking at me and laughing. Well, my initial thought was, that was a hell of a shot, because from four lanes of traffic to keep an airsoft gun into that location was spot on. But anyways, those dummies were stuck two cars back at a red light, so they had nowhere to go. So I pulled out my phone and took a little picture of the car with their license plate, which looking back probably wasn't the smartest idea, because who knows how they would have reacted. Anyway, so now I have a picture of the car and the license plates that apparently have a hit out on P1s and ticket hosts, so I'm not sure what to do with that. Now calling on the power of the Hardline helpline to help put an end to this madness. Anyways, all you P1s, keep your head on the swivel if you're walking around the mean streets of University Park and the M streets. Later.
Man.
Yeah, and I did get another email or two. And evidently, this stems from a TikTok challenge.
Which is what?
That they put Orbeez, you know, those little gels.
Orbeez?
Not Corby. Oh.
Coffee for Orbeez.
Tiny Corbeez in a gun.
Tiny Corbeez. No, Orbeez. They're little gel balls. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But they put them into a pellet gun or a Nerf gun or whatever, and they film themselves doing drive-bys.
Okay, can't you get in trouble? Why would you post that on the internet?
I don't know.
I mean, that's got to be some form of crime.
Like simulating a drive-by?
Yes!
Yeah.
It's the stupidest thing ever.
And yet it sounds exactly what high school boys would probably want to do.
Like, in this climate that we live in today.
Yeah, it's hilarious until you get a bullet in your brain.
Right.
And then not as hilarious.
I mean, I don't know what the percentages are of human beings that walk around with guns, but why would you? It's almost like the, like I read the story of some girl that took thought she was taking a Percocet, a high school girl, and it had fentanyl in it, and she died.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the percentage is of little pills that have fentanyl in it, but it's like, why even risk it at all anymore, right?
Yeah.
A buzz is not worth it. Same thing with this. I don't know how many people are packing heat.
Yeah, no, I don't know how many likes you're going to get for your fake drive-by.
Right.
But is it worth getting shot at yourself with a real gun?
Right. And killing your friend or, you know, maiming you forever or paralyzing you. I don't get it. And on the other end of it, as the victim, which you are, and which the good P1 was as well, man, that would freak me out beyond no end. Just because of that, of the gun culture that we live in, of where we live, of the amount of times that
every day
this happens.
I mean, we just had the story on Community Quick Hits of the college baseball player that got hit by a stray bullet in the bullpen of the game that
right.
he was participating in.
It still doesn't seem possible.
No.
Seem real.
So, yeah, we have stories of people being shot in insane, random ways every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why would you think that making somebody, even for a split second, think that they were the target of random, senseless violence? Why is that funny?
Did you ever do anything resembling something this
yes.
dumb in high school?
Not okay. Well, you tell me if this resembles it, because this was a big part of our weekend. We would go buy 10 cans of biscuits. And
all right,
where it's going.
Yeah, me too.
We would throw biscuits, the dough, at cars
because they would stick.
Yeah, But it's harmless.
Yeah.
And you had the phrase.
And you're not shooting biscuits with a gun.
No, you're throwing them out the car. And yes, we got chased a couple. The scary part is, the dangerous part is somebody that turns around and is on your ass in like 2 seconds.
Yes.
And then you're turning into Burt Reynolds and trying to outrun them in your horrible car.
But you would always say, no risk it, no biscuit, is what you would say, right? So I would like to confess one as well. Because who's a bigger renegade than high school Bob? So, now, first of all, I would, just in my defense, I would say we didn't quite have the gun thing going on that we do these days back in 1987. But we did have firecrackers, and we did have M80s, which I believe was the power of several firecrackers. And, yeah, me and a couple buddies thought it was really funny on a boring summer day to kind of be low riding along past an unsuspecting kid on a 10 speed. And then he would just kind of toss an M80 in their path.
You are kidding me.
And then look in the rearview mirror as they hit the curb and fall into the grass.
You're killing people.
No, nobody was dying.
Was that before or after you started torturing animals?
Never tortured
animals.
It leads
to serial killers.
No.
Is this when you first felt your bloodlust rising up?
No. This is like a byproduct of it, though, I'm sure.
Were you wearing Frank's knee pads at the time?
Can I just make it clear, as you guys are portraying this much worse, you're throwing a firecracker in the path of a bike. You're not throwing it at the person.
Well, either way, it scares them enough to where you just said you look in the rearview mirror and they're tumbling.
Yeah. But they're like, it's summer. They're not going very fast.
You never got in trouble for that?
Well, we didn't do it very often. Let's say we caused one bike crash.
Where are you getting M80s anyway?
They were readily available.
In Wisconsin?
Boy, it was tough to get those around here.
I did.
They were significantly louder than a firecracker.
I had a friend, maybe more of an associate, in college at North Texas, in Kerr Hall, that his funny prank was to defecate into a leg's egg.
Jeez!
Gross.
Into a what?
What?
The thing with the pantyhose?
Yes. Yeah, you know, a leg's egg. You know, the pantyhose, it would come in an egg.
Right. Where would he do that?
Well, he would put his fecal matter into the leg's egg.
That's way more serial killer.
And then put an M80 in there.
Whoa.
And then roll it into the stairwell.
Oh, my God.
And spray the stairwell.
An S-bomb.
Dude.
Like, you in school?
Gross.
At Kerr Hall, yes.
Can I just recommend you use...
Unbelievable.
Dog doo-doo or something? Like, don't use your own, you weirdo.
I said, I barely knew this
Did
person.
You witness this?
No, I did not.
Oh my gosh.
I just heard about it, and then I saw the painted over aftermath in the stairwell.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
All we're saying to the high school kids is, we get it. We were all dumb once.
Yeah. Mischief is fine, but make
don't
sure you're not going to get killed.
Don't
yeah.
anything with guns.
And Davey says this is an associate. He knows a lot of info. He's backing away from this guy.
Very skeptical about this mysterious friend Dave.
We're
going to
need a name.
This was an institution of higher learning that this took place
barely.
At.
Barely.
All right, we got a big one tonight. Let's get into it next. Oh, there goes the Orbeez.
Oh, no.
Heads up. The